Hello everyone, thank you for joining. My name is Björn Ruitenberg. I'm a PhD candidate at FUSEC at Vrije Universiteit Amsterdam. And I'm a security researcher mainly specializing in UEFI, PCI Express and hypervisor security. My previous work involves Intel Thunderbolt vulnerability research. And this is my colleague Sina.
Hello everyone, I'm Sina. I'm also a PhD candidate at Vrije Universiteit Amsterdam. I usually spend my time on system programming, maintaining HyperDBG and like Windows internals and a couple of digital designs. You can see more of my works here at my blog.
So we're giving two talks today at FOSDEM. The current one is an introduction to HyperDBG, where we go into, you know, the details on what it can offer you, but also how it works under the hood. This morning we gave a talk in the security track where we discussed a case study of using HyperDBG for malware reversing. If you missed that one, no worries, there will be a recording. So let's talk about HyperDBG. We are currently sitting in the virtualization track, but we're talking about debuggers, so what's up with that? Well, actually, we're going to talk about both hypervisors and debuggers. So why would you want a hypervisor-based debugger? Well, basically, a hypervisor is highly privileged. It has complete system visibility, and that means that it has visibility over nearly all events that are occurring in the operating system. At the same time, because it is operating at the hypervisor level, it is also virtually completely transparent to both user and kernel space. In this case, all sources of advantages, one being stealthy. This is, of course, very useful when debugging software that behaves differently when running in a virtualized environment or when being debugged. Being a hypervisor means we also have access to a toolbox that offers features that are normally not possible with traditional debuggers. So introducing HyperDBG, it's a hypervisor-assisted debugger, leverages virtualization extensions offered by the Intel ISA, originally intended for virtualization, but we're using them to implement a debugger. And because we are operating at the hypervisor level, we operate also independently of any operating system level debugging APIs. This gives all sorts of advantages, and we'll be talking about those in more detail. The first release was for Windows back in 2022, actively maintained since, and we're currently working on a UEFI-based OS-agnostic hypervisor agent, which means that soon we will be able to support Linux, BSD, and basically any other operating system. So yeah, let's talk about some debugging scenarios. Like if you have to debug native code, especially when you don't have access to the source code, this can be really difficult. For example, debugging a device driver. You're debugging a device driver, or you're actually looking for a device driver that is touching a certain area in the memory, and you don't know which device driver it is. Well, this is exactly one of the use cases that HyperDBG is useful for. So you try to find what device driver or what user space program is writing into a certain memory range. It's no problem. You can find that out. When you have finally found what device driver is writing into that certain memory range, you might